Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Now, delays in cancer treatments due to COVID could increase the number of cancer deaths over the next 10 years. That's according to Professor Seamus O'Reilly, a member of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association and consultant medical oncologist at Cork University Hospital and the Mercy University Hospital. And Professor O'Reilly joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
We know that with cancer detection, early intervention is key. Are there currently people slipping through the cracks, do you believe, because of delays?
So that's the concern. COVID has affected all aspects of cancer care, prevention in our schools with vaccination, diagnosis and treatment, and our screening programs. And the disruption has been present for almost 18 months now. And some people feel that COVID-related disruption in healthcare will go on until the second quarter of 2022. In the National Cancer Institute, they modelled that if you disrupt a service for 6 months, you increase mortality for 10 years. So that's the concern. It's not 6 months. It's almost two years of service disruption by the time this is over.
Okay, that's an extraordinary fact to grapple with. Do you believe that treatments for some cancers are more impacted than others?
I think that there's been a prioritisation of care for what we call symptomatic cancers, so patients presenting with lumps. But our screening programmes have been affected significantly with the COVID disruption, breast cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening. Cervix cancer screening was affected, and then they had a very effective catch-up programme with this. And I think there's been a lot of catch-up work done by the Cancer Control Programme and the government. They've put in significant funds into this. But now we're in the middle of the cyberware attack, which has really harpooned that endeavour in many cancer centres, which is really tough for patients.
Can you give me a sense of that as it stands?
So when the cyberware attack occurred, there was a catch-up diagnostic radiology list in our hospital that was cancelled completely. And our services are really functioning at a much reduced level since the cyberware attack. Some hospitals are more affected than others. We are particularly affected. Our radiology diagnostics has reduced substantially. Our laboratory diagnostics have also reduced substantially. We can't access old scans because that system is frozen to protect it and also to determine how much damage is present in it. So oftentimes when you're being treated with cancer, we're looking at a sequence of scans to see if our treatments are working or not. So we don't have access to the pictures on the previous scans that are in the system that have been stored and uploaded. Like we have huge repositories of scans for patients and their families, But I'm also very conscious that this has been very difficult for healthcare staff, but it's excruciating for patients. Mm-hmm. The wait and the wonder. I see the same unity of purpose in healthcare now that occurred, that we saw in March of last year when the pandemic started initially, a sense of the urgency of dealing with this, sense of togetherness and support that's occurring with this. But it has been very challenging. We really did not need this.
Yeah, it's really battling against the odds. So if someone is referred to a cancer treatment centre or for further diagnosis, can you give me a sense of how long they would have been waiting pre-pandemic, pre-cyber attack and now?
So I think the most reliable data for this would be colonoscopy. So that with the Susie Long case, they had there was a rule put in place that the colonoscopy, an urgent colonoscopy, needed to be done within a month. And the Irish Cancer Society indicates that 60% of people are waiting for up to 3 months for that colonoscopy. So that's a significant issue because 1 in 10 cancers that we treat in Ireland are colorectal cancer. And the other aspect of things is that if you pick a thing up early in a colonoscopy suite, the person would be able to remove the area early cancers or precancerous, and that's it. Their treatment is over. Whereas if a cancer is delayed, the treatment is more intensive. The quality of survival for the patient is poorer because they're dealing with side effects of surgery, for instance, and potentially radiation and chemotherapy treatment.
And are you seeing this now in your own work, that people are presenting with cancers that are more advanced because of the COVID-related delays?
I think every specialist is seeing one or two cases in their practices. And I think, you know, when you're seeing one or two cases in a practice, but then when you take the entire totality, then we have to be seeing more in our practices. Quantifying it is difficult because it's hard to judge a movement till it's passed. But every paper that is published on this area has highlighted concerns about delayed cancer diagnosis following the COVID pandemic in every jurisdiction. I think it's very important to emphasize that this is not an Irish healthcare problem. This is a global healthcare problem. In every country has recognized it. All of the organizations and bodies, professional bodies, have recognized that this is a problem, and that prioritizing dealing with a catch up and keep up is very important.
So how do we do that? I mean, does that mean there's a need now for huge investment and recruitment to catch up with these delays?
I think so. I think there has to be. I mean, before the pandemic, there were 600,000 people on waiting lists in Ireland. In February of 2020, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer predicts 1 million people will be on waiting lists for care in Ireland by the time the pandemic is over. And I'm conscious also that cancer doesn't have a monopoly on suffering. There are families there who are waiting for time-dependent surgery, like cleft palate surgery or spinal surgery on children. And they're anxious about when that will be done, how it will be done, will it be impacted by COVID or not. So it's not just cancer care, it reflects
it's
care in our
board.
Society. Yeah. In America, they reckon it will take 2 years to catch up with an orthopaedic backlog of 1 million cases after the pandemic.
Okay, Professor Seamus O'Reilly, thank you very much for being with us. And coming up next after the break, we're going to be taking a tour of the dark web.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.